I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Five, four, three, two, one.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, you're cucking yourself right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it in the first place.
Don't worry, guys. Something's going to happen. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, ostensibly a video game podcast.
Whoa, oh, Jesus Christ!
Holy fuck!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Happy New Year.
Jesus! Welcome to the Lore Boys podcast, a podcast where we scare Peter.
That genuinely scared
the piss out of me.
Peter,
you want a sip of the fake champagne?
Yeah, please.
This is something that we didn't consider, is that we do not have a studio hand to hand us around the bottle of...
No. Do you want some music?
A Deb sparkling white wine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'll take a preemptive sip.
Yeah.
It's midnight somewhere, am I right, boys?
Yeah. By the time
Not really. 7:10.
Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for the glorious 2018 that the Lore Boys had. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for sharing. Thank you specifically to Australia, where I know it's actually 2019 already.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to leave the 25-second countdown in, right? Like, that's a...
No, of course we are.
Okay, cool.
It's a New Year's meme.
Yeah.
That's just such a good payoff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for 20 plus 1 plus a half of 9 plus minus 0.5. 2019.
909
and
20
seconds.
That's how
you know this year's old enough to fuck.
So we're a video game / nerd shit ass podcast, but good. Today.
So far.
Because I don't like to talk about anything relevant. At least relevant to the world at large. We're going to be talking about Warhammer. Mostly Warhammer Fantasy Battle. Whereas originally we were going to do Warhammer Age of Sigmar. Is the sequel to Warhammer Fantasy Battle. They're essentially the same thing. Warhammer Age of Sigmar came out like 3 years ago, I think. And it was just like Games Workshop's way of saying like, we have 30 years of backlog story that we just want to like kind of clear out and start fresh. So that's kind of what they did. I was going to do like the transition from Warhammer Fantasy Battle to Warhammer Age of Sigmar for this episode, but it didn't feel quite right to talk about the Age of Sigmar without talking about who Sigmar was, or is, I suppose.
So we're talking about your boy Sigmar today?
We're talking about your boy Sigmar.
Oh, baby.
So the Warhammer abridged timeline, the shortened timeline, is about 30 pages long and has like 281 citations.
Fuck that.
Here's
the abridged version.
That's more citations than all of our episodes combined.
Yeah. Four times over. like Warhammer 40K, it's so long. It's so long. There's so much stuff to get into there. So we're going to try and just, or I'm just going to try and pick out stories from it. And this one, the Sigmar himself, the first emperor of man, will probably be the first one. I hope to do a follow-up episode on this next week, but we haven't talked about it with Jamie. But Jamie, what do you think? It's on you now, buddy. It's on you to appease the rabbling masses.
Well, since there's like 40,000 stories in Warhammer, we can do one after another. So we'll do two now, but the next time you'll have to do four.
That's true.
Time you'll have to do eight.
Oh, you want to do like that's not exponential, but you want to double it every time?
That's exactly exponential.
Well, not 2, 4, 8.
That is exponential.
And then 16.
Is it not 2, 4, then 16 because it's 4 times 4?
Oh, that's okay. So that's Y to the X. Jamie was saying was
Y to the
2 to the X.
Oh, okay.
They're both exponential.
All right.
They're both exponential functions.
Good enough for me.
Logarithmic? What? No, I don't know.
Give me a cosine.
What's a log?
Huh?
What's a log?
It's
logarithmic?
The inverse of an exponent.
Oh.
Inverse of an exponential scale, sorry. The inverse of an exponent is it's like the root scale.
So decibels are logarithmic because...
Yeah.
A hundred,
decibels?
100 is...
Decimables.
Decimables are 100... decibels of 100 is how much stronger than decibels of 10?
It's right. About as loud as a jet engine.
100.
Some certain amount louder. I don't 100, know I specifically.
Okay.
It also depends which logarithmic base we're talking about. Are we talking about natural log? Because that's base E. Or are we talking about log, which is typically base 10, but it could be base anything?
There's a.
If you guys like to send us,
I'm glad that that's what you got out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Middle of the sea.
So, this episode will contain Legend of Sigmar spoilers for the Legend of Sigmar series, which is a series of books which came out like I want to say 20 years ago. So if you haven't boned up yet, this is your last chance because this podcast's not stopping.
It's the last time to do some serious boning.
We have hacked into your iPod, and you cannot stop this crazy train.
No. Would you even want to?
I can't imagine somebody would.
No, exactly.
So yeah, the difference between... like I said, Warhammer's basically a prequel to Age of Sigmar. And Warhammer 40K is not set in the same universe to any...
Really?
No, there's no canon that supports that. There's like a million and one fan theories that, you know, the Pepe Silvia It's Always Sunny board where you got the yarn going to different pins.
Yeah. Horizon is there.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw a funny theory about that is that he's talking about Carol, like, Charlie in the has all those yarns up everywhere, and Pepe Silvia, they're in Pennsylvania, and Charlie doesn't know how to read.
Oh.
So all these Pepe Silvias are just
that is very
address
good.
To...
I'm willing to accept that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia canon. So welcome to the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode of the Lore Boys.
Fuck Sigmar.
I would do one, dude. I would do one for sure.
So the world of Malus, M-A-L-L-U-S, is where Warhammer Fantasy Battle takes place. And this world had a recurring visitor.
Santa, who we talked about last week.
Something called the Twin-Tailed Comet. Something which was taken as a portent of great events throughout history. Every time it showed up, it's like Halley's Comet, but it had two tails.
Ooh.
So, and Halley's Comet didn't make events happen around the world.
Mark Twain was born on the day Halley's Comet arrived, and Mark Twain died on the day the next time Halley's Comet arrived.
Really?
Fun little fact about Mark Twain.
That was by design, though.
And he called it. He's quoted in his life as saying, I came in with that comet, I'm going to go out with it.
That's why there's that weird story where he's like flying in a house behind Halley's Comet or some shit. Have you seen that fucked up claymation movie?
I have not.
Like, The Adventures of Mark Twain?
No,
where, like, these gross claymation kids hang out with Satan.
Okay. No, and that was like Mark Twain's life.
And regular Jim.
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe, he was born when the sun came up, and he died when the sun also came up that same day.
Whoa, weird.
Whoa. Yeah.
The sun is kind of like a comet when you think about it.
Chih.
So the first twin-tailed comet...
Don't think about it too hard.
arrived roughly 2,500 years before the quote-unquote... present year in Warhammer, and I say present year as in that's where most of the battles, like the sanctioned faction battles that you would actually play, take place.
Okay.
And there's like 20,000 years of like lore and stories on either side of the present day, pretty much.
Yeah. Is the fantasy Warhammer as sad and edgelordy as 40K?
In a lot of ways, yeah. It's like the whole concept is like people are always at war,
yeah,
and it's the righteous thing. Like, it's the good people are constantly at war.
Are the humans still all about heresy and shit?
There are heretics. There are chaos worshippers.
Right.
Like the beastmen of the north. And they are constantly... Those guys are constantly killing. There's the chaos gods, which I can't remember if they have the same names as the ones in 40K.
Yeah, Baal, the slime boy.
There's...
The Anunnaki.
I have them down at the bottom here. It is Khorne, Tzeentch, Slaanesh, and Nurgle.
Slaanesh and Nurgle, right.
Yeah. So the first comet, which came roughly 2,500 years before present day, signaled the birth of a very important man named Sigmar.
Jeez, oh, damn it.
You may have guessed that this is who we're going to be talking about today, because we told you it's who we're going to be talking about.
Sigmar.
Yeah, to avoid spoilers, please listen to this episode backwards.
Yeah.
How can I picture the Sigmar man?
Yeah, what race? How tall?
He's Babby. He's just born.
He's just Bab.
He's just a Bab.
Oh, okay. You can describe a baby in more than one way.
Bab's bunny?
He was a pretty chunky baby. Oh. Had a little flabby arms.
Like me? I was a Michelin baby.
No hair. Covered in ooze.
You're talking zero hour right now, baby.
Yeah.
Still covered in placental slime.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad I finally got to use that term in a sentence.
Placental slime. yeah, check that off the bingo list, everyone listening at home.
That's a free space.
That's what you get at the 110th level of the Stardew Valley mines. You start getting the placental slime.
Go listen to our Stardew Valley episode.
Yeah. So the second time the comet appeared, it signaled the prophecy of Sotek the Serpent God of the Lizard People.
Okay, I like the Lizard People a lot. They're the only race that I'm familiar with in Warhammer Fantasy. And I remember when we did do an episode about the Necron way back, if you want to go find that, where there is a fan theory that the old ones in 40K are lizard men because they're lizard gods or something
the
like that.
The servants of the old ones were like a reptilian race
right.
in 40K.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg and Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
Right.
I would have to re-listen to the episode to know that.
Yeah, how do you guys remember that stuff? Man, that is ages ago.
I had to draw the pictures, so I'm very familiar
with
that was there.
Yeah, I hosted the episode, so
yeah.
I did the research. I also really like Warhammer. That's why we're talking about it today, James.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So the prophecy of Sotek the Serpent God talked about the Lizardsmen's rise over the Skaven, the rat people of Warhammer Fantasy Battle.
Rat boys.
So there's three main factions in Age of Sigmar, which is the order of or the faction of order, the faction of chaos, and the faction of death. And I'm not super familiar with how it was split in Warhammer Fantasy Battle because I never actually played Warhammer Fantasy Battle. I had minis back in high school, but I never actually played this one. And then they switched to Age of Sigmar, which I'm starting to get into now.
You got a couple of minis now, eh?
Yeah. The third comet appeared over the city of Mordheim shortly before another comet destroyed the city. So it's like he was just like bringing his homies. He's like, yo, buddy, I need you to take out a planet for me.
There's a guy.
It's like, anything for you, Twin Tails.
There's a guy in Montreal who I worked for briefly who was one of the developers on Mordheim City of the Damned, which is a game on Steam.
Oh, cool.
Never played it, but giving a shout out to that game. I hope it's good. Yeah, he was a nice dude.
There's video games in Montreal. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fourth comet.
Secret good ones.
Yeah. The fourth comet heralded the arrival of Vulton, someone who would become a successor to Sigmar. And the fifth comet, or maybe not the fifth comet, but the next notable comet, signified the beginning of the end times.
What
the rise of a god who I will talk about on the next episode.
Okay,
the next Warhammer episode.
Okay. Where was I going with this? Hang on a second.
This is great radio.
Yeah. What race is Sigmar? Because I know there's like fantasy races. Is he human and elf?
Sigmar is human.
Okay, human.
So he
is the first human king.
He's the first human emperor.
Okay.
He's going to found the Empire of Man, ushering in the what is known as the Age of Man, which lasted some 23,000 years, I think, ish.
That's not bad.
Up to
that's a good run,
including the Modern Age, which was less about specifically men. But
okay,
so Sigmar was born in a time when there were but 12 small, constantly warring tribes of humans. So humans weren't top dog by any stretch of the imagination.
Cave boys.
There was basically every other like fantasy race. Like there was the orcs, there was the dwarves, there was the elves, the dark elves, there was, you know, the undead hordes, there was
the parents who love you.
Yeah, exactly.
All those
fantasy. Yeah. There were the beastmen of chaos. And specifically the lands of the humans were ruled by the orcs and the beastmen of chaos.
What are the beastmen of chaos exactly?
So they're like minotaurs and some like human like people too.
Okay.
But
taller and much uglier.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
With Sigmar's birth, obviously their time was very short, because everybody who's been paying extra close attention to the little Easter eggs I've been dropping, Age of Man is coming. Sigmar's singular drive and purpose allowed him to unite the 12 clans and usher in the Age of Man.
He was a Nerevarine.
He was what?
No, never mind.
The Nerevar... Is that like the stuff that women use to take the hair off their legs?
No, that's Nair.
That's just Nair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's like a woman named Varine.
Yeah.
Have Nair?
Yeah. Nair Varine.
Yeah. take a sip of my coffee.
Do Sigmar. Again for the mic, actually. That's a good idea.
ASMR.
Oh, you got another bottle of sparkling wine there, James?
Oh, yeah.
To
yeah,
celebrate just... the Age of Man starting? Come on. It's like New Year.
Blast that son of a bitch off.
No, we're actually like minus 30. Minus 30, Age of Man, when Sigmar is born.
Right.
Oh.
So by the time he's 30...
So this is Age of Man in brackets, minus 30 on
minus
the outside.
Minus 30, exactly. Yeah.
While we're still talking about...
Minus 30 on the Imperial calendar.
Right.
So I have a little excerpt here from Uther. Uther, who was a man very important to Sigmund.
Uhtred, son of Uhtred?
Among the Unbarogans, which was Sigmar's tribe,
okay,
a child was born, a chief's son destined for greatness, and the gods decreed that his name shall be Sigmar, the one whose coming was foretold by the signs of the gods. And this Sigmar, while yet a youth, withstood goblin and orc while others fled, taking up his father's axe, defending his hearth and home. Fear not, mother, sister, be not afraid. This house is not burning, nor this village, while the hand of a man can hold the shaft of an axe. So
he's also the world's first sexist.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's some like sexy undertones there too. Like the gods foretold his coming. Had the hand on the shaft.
The hand
all
on
that
the shaft,
stuff.
Baby.
Oh yeah.
Women, stay in the house behind locked doors. Me and the boys are going down to the bathhouse.
Yeah.
To fight some orcs, if you know what I mean.
It's the
fight
age
some
of
slimy greenskins.
It's about to be the age of men, baby.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I hope Broken Tooth's there. Mm. Can't wait to see Iron Jaw again. So Sigmar unites the clans. He becomes the emperor through a lot of fighting. Like I'd said, fighting is like a real theme, and he was strongest fighter.
In Warhammer, you'd be surprised to find out a lot of fighting.
Fight. Yeah, you fight.
A lot of combat.
Yeah, essentially constant fighting between every faction.
Yeah.
And infighting among the factions themselves.
As fascinating as they have been to listen to, the Warhammer universes are just distilled misery.
Yeah, no, straight up.
There's no one who ever does anything or has a good time.
Like, as far as I can tell, there's no farmers. You know what I mean?
No, it's like, what does anyone eat?
Yeah.
Right?
The blood and flesh of their enemies.
Ever, yeah, exactly.
Which sucks when you're fighting undead hordes because you're chewing dusty old bones.
Ugh. Sucking out old ass marrow.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Do undead have good bone marrow?
You think a skeleton has decent
marrow? Does bone
marrow
go bad? Do you have to keep it chilled after opening?
I think that if you're dead, though, you don't have like that living marrow inside of you. You're just a bunch of clattery bones at that point.
You pop the joint off.
How alive is marrow? Are your bones sealed? Will it just gush out?
No.
Is it attached to your bones? I don't know anything about bones.
It's in the middle. It's
the gooey inside.
Yeah, I've seen people like crack open a bone and like take marrow shots and stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like really... like a lot of
you've seen people
nutrients.
Crack open bones and take marrow shots.
Yeah, that's a thing you can do in restaurants. You can do that in restaurants.
Yeah, some people do it in a restaurant. There's a lot. There's like it's very dense in nutrients.
Yeah,
because it's where your blood comes from.
Yeah, I know it's good nutrients, but
yeah, it's apparently it makes you very fortuitous.
Fortuitous, like it's lucky.
No,
it gives you a big boner.
It gives you a lot of fortitude.
Oh,
good for your fort saves.
Yes,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Roll to save.
So Sigmar would save a dwarf who would give him Galmoraz, which is an artifact of the dwarven people, which was a
axe.
Warhammer.
Oh, he said
that's
it.
The one, that's
he
the
said
one.
It.
Yeah. So Sigmar's signature weapon is a golden glowing warhammer, which was a gift from the dwarves.
Is it the one that's in the logo of the tabletop games?
Yeah.
There
with like the little shining crest above it is Sigmar's symbol.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
So that's the Imperium of Man, and there's their holy symbol, essentially.
Thank you for saving me. Please take this priceless relic. Don't ruin the world with it or anything.
It's dangerous to go on your own. It's here, take this.
It's dangerous to go on your own. Take this, laddie. Because they're dwarves, get it? They always speak with a Scottish accent.
Yeah, all dwarves are from Scotland.
That's true. Scotland.
Except for in Dragon Age, where they just talk like normal people.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, in Gauntlet...
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah, in Gauntlet, the elf speaks like a Scottish dude.
What?
Yeah.
Same with...
What kind of elegant, ageless waif, like a perfect human being has a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
Like, imagine if Legolas was just like... It's just like, Legolas! What do your elf eyes see? And he just like turns around and he's like, oh!
Taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Isengard!
In Warhammer...
I shouldn't have screamed into the mic. I'm sorry. RIP headphone listeners.
Compression will take it out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In Warhammer Vermintide, the elf actually speaks with an Irish accent.
Oh, well, that makes a lot more sense.
Which makes sense why the elves and dwarves don't like each other, I guess.
I just realized you said Irish, and I was just like, haha, yeah, I'd know as Peter O'Donoghue. We neglected to introduce ourselves at the beginning of this episode.
Oh. I'm Ethan. Hi.
It's too late.
I did the countdown.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Lore Boys podcast.
I'm Peter.
Go ahead and have a seat as we're a video game podcast.
Oh,
and you need to be sitting to listen. If you're not sitting, Better park that keister, meester.
Yeah.
I'm James, but it doesn't matter now.
Yeah. You got it. Send us emails, loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. Okay, keep going.
Yeah.
We saved it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sigmar saved the life of this dwarf. He obviously had some other friends help him out, unite the tribes. You know, like there was an old merchant whose horses were running away with his carriage, and he was inside, and they were about to run off a cliff, and Sigmar stopped them. And then, you know, there was a rickety old bridge with a banana peel on it, and Sigmar stopped an old lady from getting onto it and saved her, too.
Whoa. Oh, you know, the Boy Scout, classic Boy Scout, helping an old lady cross a rickety-ass rope bridge.
Yeah, littered with banana peels.
Yes,
absolutely rife with them.
above, like, an alligator pond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. It's so good to see the youth still taking care of the old people like me.
Yeah, it was an alligator man pond, and it was the Beastmen of Chaos. They had alligator men in the pond.
And Sigmar saved a damsel in distress from a multi-headed hydra.
Yeah, exactly.
In ancient Greece.
Exactly.
It was his fault it had multiple heads, because he cut off one and didn't learn his lesson.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then eventually he was pinned, and he just punched the rock, and the whole cliff collapsed.
Disney's Hercules.
And then James Woods showed up. And,
yeah.
Ooh,
pain and panic as well.
We got our one Disney movie.
Yeah, like, we went from Disney references every episode to basically just Hercules, though.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes Mulan, to be fair.
Yeah, but that was the other one that I watched all the time. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, so Sigmar saves a woman disguised as a man in the army, and she was swift as a coursing river.
Yeah.
And
was she as strong as a great typhoon?
Yeah.
Be a man?
She was fierce as a raging fire, and also mysterious as the dark side of the moon,
yeah.
One of the friends that he saved, not a woman in drag, was the old witch hag.
Oh, charming.
Oh, that sounds much better.
Yeah. I tried to do some research on her outside of Sigmar's wiki page.
Okay.
And there are witch hags, which are like units in Warhammer, and there's nothing on the wiki page.
It's like a job, basically.
So, yeah, I guess you're just like, some people are witch hags, you know, in this world.
Yeah.
Some people born witch hags.
Some people call me Maurice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some there's also
space cowboys.
Yeah. There are jokers, there are tokers, there are midnight smokers.
Yeah.
So the old witch hag, who had guided Sigmar with prophecy for most of his life, and she was basically one of the first ones to believe in him and say, like, you can do it, kiddo.
Arguably, the space cowboy would probably be riding the twin-tailed comet, right?
Presumably, yeah.
Okay, there we go. That makes
sense.
It's
hard to say. I'm not an expert, but...
Bulls have twin tails, so...
Yeah.
Comet's probably a bull.
Only the Pokemon ones do.
He's got three.
Tail is actually another word for horns, so I think you'll find you're very mistaken, James.
Huh?
Idiot.
Idiot, come on, James, keep it down if you're going to say stupid stuff on air.
Yeah.
Fuck! We're an educational podcast. So the old...
We have an education.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about math for a bit there. That's good.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? We must have. I counted down from 25, which is a pretty high number.
Yeah.
The old witch hag, who had guided Sigmar most of his life with prophecy, warned Sigmar to ensure that the warrior eternal must live on in order to stave off the darkness which lives in all men. And so Sigmar resolved not to relinquish the drive to conquer and bring peace. So basically... He conquers all the tribes.
Yep.
He unites the forces of man. He creates the first empire. He is crowned emperor. And this old witch, who's been telling him spooky shit his whole life, is like, oh, but also, always fight.
Never stop
killing.
Just
never stop killing.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
Now that you've united all these people, you need to choose which one of them is the worst people and kill all of them. And he's just like, people. I don't know, that sounds kind of racist. She's just like, have I led you astray this far? Yeah.
Well, look at that guy. He's half cow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You. In a universe of violence, though, even if your like intentions are good, then you need to fight for them, especially if your intentions are good.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's essentially the theme. Is like, there's death on all sides, and he is trying to bring order. To mankind.
If everyone was dead, and there would be no more war.
We are on Age of Sigmar now in real life, so this world that we're talking about...
Oh yeah, in real life.
...does come to an end at some point. It might have something to do with this prophecy. Tune in next week to find out.
Oh. Don't even finish one story.
EA Games, Lore Boys. So... As Sigmar is doing this as he's going around killing orcs and killing beasts and beast men and undead people. There's one battle in particular.
Man-beasts?
Some man-beasts.
Not beast-men, just man-beasts.
Okay. Yeah.
Beast-man means beast-head, man-body. Man-beast, completely the opposite.
It doesn't work on the way down, does it? Think of a...
Just like a cow with a person's head.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. That would obviously just be just the worst. That awful, awful thing to look at.
Well, yeah. Think of the neck would even be hard too
to kill.
Big.
Harder to kill then, right?
The neck would be too big. It would have to like slope
It'd
in.
Be like that neck meme, the guy there.
Yeah.
Oh, neck man.
Neck man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that what they call him?
Neckman, yeah.
Good friend of mine.
Dr. Neckman.
Dr. Neckman.
Someone squeeze my udders. I'm loaded.
Yeah. I'm so backed up in here. My body keeps producing milk, but I'm not allowed to breed.
I'd put that on a shirt. Somebody squeeze my udders. I'm loaded.
Fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. Then on the back of the shirt is just a cow with a human head.
So, Sigmar learns about a necromancer lord.
Sorry, I'm just killing myself.
Who's
here.
Been breeding cows and not milking them, causing them untold suffering.
Barbarian!
Yeah. Yeah. No, a necromancer lord known as Morath of Murkane.
What is it, like K-H?
K-H-A-I-N. K-H-A-I-N.
Okay.
Murkane.
Apostrophe N.
Murkane.
An I in there with the accent on it.
His name is Morath.
All right.
That's just where he's from, I assume. Or where he lives now, I guess. Just like...
In Erikson as well, Morath Munitions.
Moranth in Erikson.
Mm.
So close, but you missed it. Yeah, you can see yourself out there, James.
Yep.
Go on ahead. Boys, play them off. Play them off, boys.
Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba.
What was that? Price is Right?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm awesome.
I'm
outside my apartment with a name tag.
Yeah. James.
$5.50, Bob.
$1 more ants.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. 501 me. So... This necromancer, Morath, has been doing necromancer-like things.
Okay.
Which, you know, raising the dead, perverting life, you know, killing people for
doesn't mow his lawn.
You know, killing people and killing cows, sewing the head off the person and attaching it to the to the neck of the cow and seeing if they can live and continue to produce milk.
And then smooching skeletons. They'd love to smooch.
They do smooch
smooching skellies.
What? Most necromancers get into it because they're horny.
Yeah,
skeletons.
Yeah, exactly.
For bony boys, if you know what I mean. I get hit on by necromancers all the time.
Because he's a bony boy.
I'm a pretty bony boy, okay? It's because I'm malnourished.
God, do they ever love my... He's like, oh, did you put those flies on your eyes just for me? He noticed, like, fan your face, they fly away.
Yeah. Don't you just love it when you kiss a boy and his lower jaw falls off?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Don't you love it when you grab the back of a guy's head and it just crumbles to dust in your hand?
Or like he's got a roommate, and instead of like a squeaky bed, it's just like creaking bones when they're fucking.
Down in there,
bang it on the wall.
Oh, I know I said the smooching skeleton thing, but I don't want to be part of this anymore.
Oh my god, did I break your pelvis?
Like,
Jamie's squeamish around sex.
God.
Only with the skeletons.
Oh, that's fine.
The skeletons have even more holes you can pleasure yourself.
Yeah, bone down, yeah. Mother trucker.
Lube in those ribs.
Lube up them eye sockets, baby. Yeah. Eye sockets, nose sockets.
These rib condoms don't even taste like ribs.
Yeah, I got rib condoms for you, baby. It's just like tape ribs to your dick with rib bones.
Just play a little xylophone solo on your dick.
Yeah. Naturally. Because life is a cartoon.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
So...
in the future of humanity, or whatever the Warhammer thing is, like, life is a cartoon.
Sigmar is, like, browsing Pornhub one day, and he's watching some, like, fucked up necromancer porn, and his girlfriend at the time comes in.
The witch hag.
Yeah.
Or the bog hag.
The old witch hag. And, and he's just like, oh, no, I was just doing research. This is an enemy. I gotta go kill him. I gotta go. And he just, like, like unplugs it, like, rips his computer out of the wall and just, like, takes off, like, grabs his Warhammer.
He does not have a laptop.
Yeah.
That might be your artwork right there.
I really like the idea of them not actually having armies, but spending a long time painting little figurines in the basement.
And going to town with them,
I ain't gonna get you,
Morath. Like, yeah, he's like summoning dead, but like all the dead are an inch tall.
Yeah. They're just dead plastic figurines.
Yeah, so he rips his computer out of the wall. He goes to battle Morath of Morhain. And
because he was caught jerking it to skeleton porn.
Exactly. Right. His girlfriend caught him jerking to skeleton porn. And yeah, when you just get so invested in a lie, you got to see it through.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah.
So he breaks all the bones of all the undead boyfriends of this necromancer. Mm-hmm. And goes, kills the necromancer, who had a crown on his head. A self-proclaimed king, I suppose.
King of the dead.
So Sigmar sees the crown. Sigmar has a crown at this point. He is emperor.
Yeah.
It was a crown gifted to him. Made by the dwarves and gifted to him by his friend, one of his closest friends. And he's like, I don't need this fucking shitty old thing anymore. And he picks up the crown off the dead necromancer, which is kind of like black and made of wrought iron and with spooky spikes on it.
Yeah, this is probably going to go badly.
The crown was evil.
Okay.
Is this just like Star Wars?
Not.
It is, yes.
Don't want to bury the lead here. Just like Star Wars, the crown is evil.
Yeah. Because when Darth Vader put his crown on, that's how he turned into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his uncle, Luke, the main character, came back for him.
Yeah.
To save his ass.
After watching some skeleton porn.
Yes.
Star Wars. Stuff.
Star Wars skeleton porn.
Yeah.
Which is in, like, that blue holograph, I guess, where they watch it.
Yeah, it's all claymation.
Or just, like, the shitty screens, the shitty MS-DOS screens that they all seem to have.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Master Intergalactic Flight, but a screen is difficult.
Look, fucking color on screen is tough, all right? we had to fucking put all our money into some research and not in other places.
Yeah.
We can go at warp speed, which is, from what I understand, fast, and then...
I think fast, yeah.
But our speedometers are still... The Millennium Falcon is analog.
Yeah. Fast enough to do the Kessel Run.
I still don't know how they put colors on screens. Just saying.
Liquid crystals, dude.
What?
Liquid crystals.
LC.
Liquid crystals.
LC.
That's an LCD TV.
Yeah.
Or an LCD screen. An LCD monitor. Huh? LCD phone screen.
Yeah.
Liquid crystal.
The possibilities are endless, James. Yeah.
LED is light-emitting diode.
Call back to, I think, an episode 4 meme about me. I know crystals. Right?
That's like
yeah.
That was episode 1, dude.
Episode 1. There we go. Good luck finding it, nerds.
Yeah. It's on YouTube.
It's 2019. I've resolved to call our listeners nerds much more often than I used to.
That's good.
Which I know was already often. So
that's how you get them.
Sigmar grabs the crown, evil crown, puts it on his head, throws his crown on. I guess he just like keeps it by his chair or something. He's like, whatever. It's kind of like
spare crown.
It was originally like on a pedestal next to his throne, so he didn't like insult his friend. Then like the maid knocked it off and it rolled into the chair, and nobody bothered picking it up.
Covered in spider webs.
Yeah. So he goes back. Wars keep going. He hears about the death of one of his closest friends, Count Wulfilia, whose name I included only because it's a fun name to say. When
good.
I first read it, I thought it said Count Wulfula. Which made me think of a Count Chocula.
I was going to say, it's a cereal.
Serving wolf bits instead of little flavored cocoa rounds.
Oh my god, it's just like a Canada Goose jacket opened up into a bowl.
Oh my god.
For some reason, when you said that, I thought, I stopped listening and then thought about something else, was just like, unzipping my Canada Goose coat. I don't have a Canada Goose coat. I'm not that rich.
We're not monsters.
No. But
exactly.
I just like unzipping a Canada Goose coat and just cereal pouring out of it. Party's arrived, boys.
Yeah,
just
milky wolf bits. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like milk and like wolf tartar. Ew. Peter's looking down at his crotch because I assume he just spat on himself when he made that noise.
No. my phone is too big for my pocket, so I can't sit cross-legged and podcast, and it just vibrated. I was just paranoid that it made a noise.
Wolf tartar makes me feel really uncomfortable, especially since my dog kind of looks like one.
Because you've got a husky.
Yeah, I'd feel like I could not eat wolf tartar.
I don't think it's a real food.
Somebody
probably did, yeah. I had some tuna tartar recently. It was fucking incredible.
Let's have some wolf bone marrow shots, am I right?
Yeah, baby.
See, we both learned about new foods today. You tell me about bone marrow shots, and I taught you about wolf tartar covered in milk.
It's probably a Norwegian thing.
Yeah. It's like when they bury the shark under the beach for like 12 days and then eat it.
Yeah.
I'll have a milk steak boiled over hard.
Yeah. To tie it back to it's our Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a joke. It's lifted straight out from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Charlie's not joke thieves.
Charlie's trying to go on a date and he orders that in front of the date and which is the weirdest fucking thing. Right before he tells him that he tries to say he's a philanthropist, but he says, "I'm a full-on rapist."
Oh, it's like in Arrested Development, the anal rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, this is not a
anus turd.
This is not a Philly podcast. So what were we talking about?
This is
about?
A pretty silly podcast.
Yeah.
Sigmar,
silly boys.
So Sigmar hears about the death of his friend, Count Chocula. He leads an army to slaughter those who had killed his friend because he finds himself unreasonably mad these days.
Is it the Necromancer crown or is it the Canada Goose jacket that's fucking him up?
You know, he just can't figure it out.
Oh,
yeah. It's like, could be anything.
He's cozy, but he doesn't want to take off his helmet.
Yeah.
He's gone bald around every place the helmet the crown has touched. Yeah. All his hair has fallen out.
There's constant black smoke drifting off of it.
Yeah.
Have any idea the pressure I'm under?
Yeah. He is hearing voices at this point.
I don't think he recalls sleeping for the past 15 years.
Not a goof, that one. He is hearing voices at this point.
Oh.
Hey. So he goes
on brand.
Yeah. He finds the people who had it was humans who killed his friend. It was, you know, like some turf war or something, like something or other.
Yeah, whatever.
It might have been humans who worshipped chaos.
Were you still in weed and chaos turf?
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is our turf, Count Chocula.
Yeah. You've got the Blood Ravens and the Crip Ravens.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. I'm here all night.
So Sigmar takes an army out, starts slaughtering, doesn't really stop slaughtering, kills a lot of innocents, starts torturing the countryside, raping, pillaging, all that.
Salting the earth.
All that stuff, salting the earth, you know. And eventually one of his close friends manages to step in and be like, "Hey, dude, this isn't you. You've changed.
Since you put that spooky crown on.
Yeah. You used to only kill thousands of people a year personally. Now you're killing tens of thousands of people a year personally.
Ever since you started wearing that fedora
and stopped having sex, you're just really mad."
Yeah. Sigmar's
an incel.
he trades out his normal crown for a fedora, and then he trades out his warhammer for a samurai sword.
Yeah.
He's just always at the mall, like, swiping.
Yeah, exactly.
T-shirt with Ben Shapiro on it.
His good friend, Count Wolfula, did choke on a honey bun at the mall food court. Now he went to the food court and just started attacking people with his samurai
with his katana.
And everyone's just like, "Well, he's the emperor. I guess we gotta let him, right?"
I picture him more with one of those, like, polyester, like, flaming car shirts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Guy Fieri shirt? Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. He took them to...
But it's unbuttoned, and he's got a t-shirt underneath it.
Yeah. Well, Count Wolfilia visited Flavortown and died, and he's taking everyone to Flavortown now. So he's an incel and Guy Fieri now, I guess.
Yeah.
Who jerks off to skeleton porn.
Okay.
This is all very much canon in the Warhammer universe.
Especially the part about the guy from Smash Mouth.
Yeah. So another close friend manages to rein him in and bring him home and say, like, "I think you've raped and pillaged enough there, buddy."
Yeah.
He's like, "You know what? I think you might be right.
Time to take off the fedora."
Yeah, time to take off the fedora.
You got a fedora.
Time to hang up the samurai sword for good, you know?
Yeah. Put it back on the mantle.
Yeah. So as soon as he returns, however, a darkness settles on his thoughts. So as soon as he stops fighting, basically, he gets like this darkness and kind of like the voices that he'd been hearing before start to return again.
He's still wearing the crown?
Start to creep back in. He is still wearing
God,
the crown.
God, it must smell so bad.
Yeah.
Does he shower with it?
Yeah, I assume so. Showers with it, sleeps with it, watches skeleton porn with it.
Especially
goes
that.
To the mall with it.
Yeah.
Everything.
That's why crowns don't have a top, so they don't get too stinky.
So you can shower into it?
Yeah.
It's just
like it's for ventilation.
It's just like a fedora. It's never meant to be taken off.
Okay.
Yeah.
It becomes part of your head.
Exactly. It eventually does fuse to the skin.
Yeah, just a perfectly bald ring when you take your fedora off.
Yeah.
Baby smooth.
How heavy the crown, right?
Yeah. So He comes back, dark voices start to return to his thoughts, and he kind of, like, really goes off the deep end. There's, like, a minor squabble between, like, two of his counts over, like, land, and he's like, "Chain those men to wagons and send them to the swamp to be executed three times so they can't go to heaven afterwards."
How do you execute someone three times?
It's not really clear, but there's a ritual that they do out in the swamps where you can do it, I
guess. Okay. Good enough for me.
You drown them till their heart stops beating, then you resuscitate them, then you drown them till their heart stops beating, you resuscitate them, then you use a nail clipper and you clip them from the toes all the way up to the head.
Ooh, ouch!
That's gonna take a long time.
So many pinchies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pinchies.
You literally don't stop. You don't die until the last pinch. The way that they do it.
Yeah. Because they pass down for the generations.
Yeah. Because nail clippers, they'll cut you, but they also seal you up as soon as they're done cutting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try
hot nail
clippers.
Try
it on your skin at home, kid. Skids?
Don't do that.
Don't call our listeners skids.
I said home.
Call them nerds. Fuck you, yeah. Nerd.
Try it at home, nerds.
We love you guys. Be yourself.
We all love you guys.
Yeah.
But you're nerds, and you shouldn't hurt yourself with nail clippers at all.
No.
That's crazy.
Especially
Who would tell you to do that?
Yeah. Don't do minor damage to yourself for 1 second with nail clippers. Like an idiot. Come on.
I mean, like, groom yourself, but don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, precisely.
Or you can just do what I do. Sit cross-legged on the couch and pick at your toenails while you watch Netflix.
So Sigmar goes to the swamp to eventually execute these three people.
Thrice executed three people? He's got time for 9 executions?
No, 2 people.
6 executions?
6 executions.
Okay.
In theory. Yeah.
Did they expedite the first two and then make like a bad one out of the other, the last one? Or?
Yeah, I guess it's just like 2 botched executions. And then,
yeah, okay, yeah. Off of his head, and then there's like, I hit him with the blunt end or whatever. Yeah,
hold the axe.
He's got a warhammer. Yeah, he's got a warhammer holding it by the mallet bit, and he just like thwaps him on the back of the neck with like the wooden shaft. Yeah. And he's like, oh, damn it. Yeah. Uh-oh.
That makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. Like being beheaded, but with just like a warhammer, your neck gets all squished, you don't die, and then you just kind of strangle.
I think they just explode your head with it.
Yeah, I mean, even if it hits precisely on your neck, I assume it would shatter your spine. Yeah,
then you don't feel nothing.
You wouldn't feel anything.
No. Yeah. That's kind of scary, too.
Yeah,
wouldn't the upper part of your neck that's still attached to your brain feel things?
You would probably choke to death.
And poop your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the cerebellum, right?
So Sigmar does not like pooping, so he would just like fast for 12 hours before your execution to make sure you don't poop yourself.
Yeah,
you know what? Like,
it's like a blood test.
He's very against it.
It's that's a gamble because one, you might like save your dignity when you die, but two, what if when you die you feel whatever you feel right when you're dying forever?
Pooping's
then you're
pretty
just
good.
Pooping yourself for ages.
Pooping can feel good though.
Not if it's in your pants.
not if you're being hit in the neck with a hammer at the same time.
No.
Which,
what if you pooped right before the hammer hit you?
Then feel good.
No, you'd just be sitting in it.
Why would you be pooping before the
for
hammer
eternity.
Hit you?
For eternity. Yeah, but my theory is that when you die, like your perception just kind of slows down. So like 1 second, if you just thought of it as like, okay, halfway through that second, where am I? And then you thought of it halfway through that second. You can just drill down into infinity.
Like some sort of logarithmic scale.
Is that what a logarithmic
scale is? It's called a callback, folks.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah, that's what a logarithmic
scale is. Okay, cool. We did it. It's all back to math.
It's all back to math and pooping.
And skeleton porn.
Math, poopy, skeleton porn. That's Warhammer, baby.
I just see a skeleton spread eagle playing like what do you call those
steel drums?
A marimba?
Yeah,
a
marimba on his ribs.
Yeah, that's what. All, when you become a skeleton, you're able to do that.
Yeah,
if your rib flesh wasn't in the way, we could all do that.
I hate being a meat man.
Yeah,
I just want to be a bone man.
We do all hate being meat men here on the Lore Boys podcast.
Yeah, we hate meat men.
Sigmar, moving us right along here. Sigmar realizes the error of his ways in the moment of execution and tries to remove the crown. Turns out that the evil entity that lives within the crown is not cool with that. He's like, hey, don't take me off, buddy. Sigmar's like, ooh, but I want to. And the crown's like, I'm going to hurt you if you do. And Sigmar's like, I'm going to try anyway. And then it really, really hurts.
Oh.
And he can't quite do it. And he's like trying and trying and trying.
So is it stuck to him? Or is it just like there's some sort of magic pain?
Yeah, a bit of both, I guess. It's not super clear.
It's like drug addiction, where he's just gotten so, like, normal on the crown, he can't live without the crown. He goes,
yeah.
No,
oh, right.
He takes it off, and he gets the chills, and he starts puking, so
he's got to, like, wean himself off the crown, like, yeah. A smaller crown, and then just, like, a baseball cap.
And then a ring,
while.
Eventually.
What?
A ring, eventually.
Yeah.
He, it wasn't, like, super, super detailed, the abridged version that I read.
Oh, okay.
But he tries to take off the crown. He's granted a vision of the old hag again, telling him, like,
did this lady come with the crown? Was it a package deal?
No, she's been around for like a long, long time.
Well, but she told him to kill the necromancer.
She told him to never stop fighting.
Right.
And you'll notice is when he stopped fighting and calmed down that
all
the
of a sudden
darkness
things go
came
wrong.
Back in.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Who knows? So she saw something coming.
She's like a chaos drug dealer, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of like it's prophecy, so it's not like super clear. You know what I mean? She just saw like he stopped fighting at some point and darkness came in. So like he stopped fighting after rampaging through the countryside, and that's when like the darkness settled in. But he manages to, he like runs off into the swamp and like he like gets trapped in like a bog and starts to sink, and then, like, just as his like, neck's about to be swallowed, Shrek pulls him out, says, Donkey, you're an onion.
That's my favorite Shrek
line. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Donkey, you're an onion.
And that's a callback to Smash Mouth. he manages to pull the crown off his head, finally. But thinking on the old witch's words, the old hag's words, he gears the Empire for war once more, realizing he got complacent and
spent too much time fighting and not enough time doing other things.
Yeah, he spent too much time jerking off to bony porn.
Right, skeleton porn.
And he's got to go back to killing. You know what I mean?
What was skeleton porn supposed to represent? Or is it just a...
It was the old necromancer was obsessed with it.
Right! That's why he killed him.
And that's why he killed it, because he got caught by his girlfriend. Because
he got caught by the old hag, his girlfriend, who... Jerking off a skeleton board.
It's good that you asked me for these refreshers so the audience can keep up on the Lorehammer canon that we're talking about.
Exactly. The Lore Boys Warhammer canon.
Lorehammer canon.
Lorehammer. Yeah. That's Lorehammer canon right there. Is they had internet porn and most of it was skeletons. There you go. Perfect.
So after some time warring with the forces of chaos,
in the dark future of humanity, it is only skeleton porn.
There's only skeleton porn. There's only bony boys.
All the way down.
Some call it a bright shining future, but I don't know. That's just
sick freaks from what we've learned. Necromancers and their evil crowns.
And me.
And Sigmar.
Yeah, and
who actually Sigmar. Didn't have the evil crown before he had the skeleton fetish.
Nope.
Yep.
Kettle doesn't fall far from the fish.
Yep. Kettle doesn't fall far from the black tree or whatever. Fuck.
You know that the mixing of idioms is called a malaphor?
Mm.
That is also the name of Sigmar's brother.
Sounds like it could be a character from this universe.
Really?
Yeah. I'm Malaphor, the guy who messes up idioms all the time.
Yeah. Kill two birds in the bush is worth one in the rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Take that to your bank and smoke it.
Yeah.
We'll burn that bridge when we what?
When we get to it.
Yeah.
So after
exactly.
Yeah. A penny saved. There's a penny.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. A penny saved is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, exactly.
So after some time warring with the forces of chaos, of orc, and of unruly men, a stranger appears before Sigmar and demands the Emperor turn over the crown, lest his empire be swallowed under an ocean of the dead.
Give me that evil shit.
So Sigmar took the crown off. He put it like in a vault, like. Store this.
He put a post-it on it. Do not touch.
Yeah, he stashed it where he stashes his skeleton porn.
Yeah.
What I just, like, glossed over to, like, fighting the forces of chaos, of orc, and of unruly men, like, again, Sigmar's, like, Wikipedia entry is, like, mad long, and I could do a whole episode on, like, any one of those, but we're gonna skip over them because I picked the one that I thought was the most interesting.
For the moment.
Which was his battle with the forces of the undead.
Oh, hence bony the necromancer,
boys. Hence the evil spooky bone crown.
Right, yeah. Right. He goes to Los Angeles to find the bone porn studio.
Exactly, yeah. but he can't find his car. And he's like, dude, where's my car? It's a movie.
Yeah, I've seen
movie
it.
References. They're topical.
It involves aliens.
So as Sigmar begins rebuilding his armies once more, the forces of Nagash appear and begin devastating the Empire.
Is Nagash one of the Chaos Gods?
Nagash is the Lord of Death. So he's a Sigmar's counterpart in the armies of dead.
Different than basically. The Necromancer in that case?
Yeah.
Is he coming for the crown?
He's so the stranger shows up, says, "Give me the crown." Sigmar says, "No." And runs him out of town.
Right.
The guy disappears for, like, I don't know, 2 years. Okay. And then undead like soldiers start appearing in, like, Empire cities and just, like, devastating towns and killing people.
Huh.
After you took off that evil crown, a whole lot of skeletons showed up.
Yeah.
You want to tell us something? He's like, no. Nope. Nah. Nope.
What crown?
Yeah.
I'm the Emperor.
Yeah. Me. I've been wearing this normal crown the entire time. It's like, well, it really odd that you say that, because that normal crown you started wearing doesn't really fit into the burn marks in your skin that the other one left behind.
Like, sits crooked.
So
for the next 30 years... the next 30 years would see pitched battles across the Empire between Sigmar, the Lord of Men, and Nagash, the Lord of Death. Man fought valiantly, but the tide of death was undeniable.
Everybody got to die.
Everybody got to die, man.
And if you can come back as a...
If you come back as a spooky skeleton boy fighting for the other side, what do you do?
Yeah.
So, short on time to prepare.
Do skeleton porn.
The forces of Nagash spread like a plague throughout the Empire.
Oh, no.
The sheer number of dead was overwhelming the forces of man, and as their forces neared the capital, Sigmar decided to don the crown of sorcery once more.
Damn.
In order to goad Nagash into battle against him. Because so he knew Nagash wanted the crown, and he's like, and Nagash is kind of like roaming the countryside, sacking cities, and he's like, whatever, like, let's go, macho y macho. Mano y mano.
Mano y mano. Yeah. Speaking of fucking up idioms. Yeah.
really Nagash.
I'm fucking up idioms in another language.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like sacking the countryside and all this, but really, Sigmar and Nagash are just in the back of like a game stop, and they're just pushing their little figurines close.
Pushing their little models, yeah. No, they're actually
now.
Yeah, they're actually meeting at a bank in Switzerland and like just like getting rich off this whole thing. So he puts the crown on, he says like, okay, I'm gonna plant my fucking flag, let's bring him to Reichdorf, which is the capital. So the battle comes to Reichdorf. Reichdorf.
Oh, Reichdorf.
So a lot of the names, from what I gather, seem to be like really German in
Germany,
origin.
Yeah,
it's all like, the empire is founded on a river called the Reich, not spelled the same, R-E-I-K. As the German Reich, but...
Yeah, good thing they made the distinction, or else I would be concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of genocide...
there's plenty in Warhammer.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about war. It's
which
all about
is a K.
Constantly.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a K, not a CH.
Legally distinct.
Yeah.
Warhammer 40CH. Yeah.
That's dumb.
It is dumb.
I like that. That's just dumb enough, though.
Yeah.
Just dumb enough for us, right, Petey?
Oh, it's, it's a low bar.
So the Emperor rallies every last human in Reichdorf, all of whom fought as best they could.
Octoon.
Sigmar leads a charge into the enemy lines, Galmaraz, his warhammer, wreaking devastation. But the tides of dead would eventually overwhelm them. The lines of man were pushed back step after step, and it was only a matter of time until they broke. With a great surge of deathly magic, Nagash invoked the dead for miles around, and hundreds of thousands more clawed their way free of the earth.
Dang.
Not good for our boys in blue.
It like freeze frame, starts playing Baba O'Reilly, it's just like, it's like, I don't know how I got here.
Yeah, I bet you're wondering how I got here. Record scratch, like, In the center of the battle, cut off from the rest of his army, Sigmar drove for the low hill where Nagash waited. He's like, whatever. Obviously can't fight these hundreds of thousands of extra skeletons, so let's just kill head honcho.
I'm really aroused as well, which is weird, but I'm just going to push through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's edging this whole time, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's hard for him. It's hard for him.
Get it? You know what I mean?
Hard.
Yes, James!
It means his penis. That's him.
Zoom in on James, just like shrugging.
Cameraman, zoom in on James.
Yeah.
So all the listeners at home can get a piece of that.
Yeah. It was a good shot.
Yeah. Good shot. Good shot. Good shot. bring me some of that champagne, cameraman.
squeaky, 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 squeaky.
So he goes for Nagash. They want to have a duel. He's like baiting him with the crown. He's like, I got your crown.
Yeah.
He manages to take off the crown, like,
he's like holding it over a toilet. He's like, I'm gonna drop it. Don't you fucking do it.
Don't. I'm gonna tell mom if you do that.
Sorry, that reminded me a lot of experiences I had with my siblings.
Oh,
as a child.
I don't have older brothers.
It's bringing something up in me. I had an older brother and was an older brother. I guess I still am.
Not both the those things. Oldest of five siblings.
After all these years, my younger brother never managed to outage me.
No, that just shows how successful you are, really. Yeah.
He outgrew you, though.
He's a fucking bum.
Yeah, Goob's a big man. He pushed me over any day.
He's a big bum, but he's a bum. Yeah. So Sigmar fights him, baits him with the crown. He manages to take it off, like, no problem this time, because he sees, like, how pathetic Nagash is. Like, he was, like, a junkie, and, like, he's, like, shot up this time for, like, this last go.
One last
in the back of a GameStop.
Yeah.
And he sees this, like, real tweaked-out guy who has done so much drugs he's literally dead.
Yeah.
And
sucking just skeleton dick for money right
now.
Yeah,
that's it. And he just, like, he kind of realizes, he's like,
this is just another bone tied to a pelvis.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what does that even look like?
No, just mashing his face into a pelvis.
On his forehead.
Yeah. Sounds like a bag of bones being rattled.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus!
Yeah. So yeah, he sees this like old junkie who's like, "Give me the crown, man! Give me the crown, kid! I need it! Give me my crown back!" And he's like, "Oh man, I got to turn my life around.
I got to go back to university."
Yeah, exactly. He takes it off, no problem. He's like, "I got to go back to university. I got to stop spending so much fucking money on this hobby." Takes crown off, no problem.
This whole thing's a cautionary tale for the toys.
Nagash dives for the crown. Sigmar boops him in the head with his hammer like you would in a game of whack-a-mole.
Oh, okay.
Heard of it.
Galmaraz.
That's whack as in W-H-A-I-C-H. It's the legally distinct German version.
Whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole. Yeah. So Galmaraz, his warhammer holds ancient dwarven magics because, of course, it does.
Duh. It was an heirloom.
Yeah.
Forces too large to be comprehended by mortals fought within the Lord of Death after he got hit in the head, I guess.
So he hit him. He didn't hit him hard enough to kill him. He cast in, like, some sort of magical force into his body.
Yeah. So he's kind of like. He's like Sigmar in that he is, like, much more than mortal. You know what I mean? He's, like, okay. Super infused with magic. Like, you could cut Sigmar 100 times and, like. Like, you couldn't. The strongest person on Earth couldn't swing a sword through Sigmar's neck, probably. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay.
You'd cut him.
He's got some comet magic.
He's got protagonist powers, yeah.
Right.
And this guy has antagonist powers.
Okay.
But Sigmar has double protagonist powers with the protagonist powers in his Warhammer.
What are the protagonist powers? It just means that, oh, I can't die till my arc's finished.
Yeah,
so I just don't let the plot continue.
Basically,
I'll never die.
If the credits never roll, I'm not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, You could die, and then the credits could roll, but then you could have a post-credit scene where you snap your eyes open or something.
Like
Or Terminator, where you, like, the eyes light up again.
Yeah,
or
where he climbs out of the lava and just, like, brushes himself off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I remember very much in the post-credit sequence of Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's famous line from Terminator 2.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Which Paris Hilton then stole.
So... Sigmar manages to defeat Nagash. The power within the Warhammer shattered Nagash, releasing his hold on the dead, who crumbled at the feet of the humans who defended against them.
Well, thank God for that.
The victory, of course, would be short-lived.
Dang.
It's a world of perpetual war.
Right.
So the armies of Chaos had not remained dormant throughout man's wars with the forces of death. Now, this one's kind of funny because it's like, This war is known as the most cataclysmic and powerful in the time of the First Empire and, like, during Sigmar's time there. But it's like, but not much is known about it. So I guess, like, the books
died first. They came for the books.
Yeah.
No, it's like, nah, don't worry about it. Doesn't seem too serious. We'll send a book scouting party and they'll slaughtered like hogs.
I mean, the Germans, one of the first things they did was burn books, right?
I guess so.
Not because they were soldiers.
I mean, arguably, the Nazis were not burning books about the future. All of this stuff happened. It's like, oh no, we can't let them know what Hitler did 6 years from now.
They read a book. It's like, in 1945, Germany surrenders.
Burn it.
They'll never find out. So a few precise details are known about the invasion led by Morcar the United. The Uniter, excuse me, Norsai Everchosen, who was the ultimate champion in the eyes of the Dark Gods, Khorne, Tzeentch, Slaanesh, and Nurgle. So like Nagash was the antagonist for the undead, this guy is the antagonist for the Chaos Gods.
Okay. Now the Chaos Gods are consistent into 40K from what I can tell. So there's at least some connection between fantasy Age of Sigmar and 40K.
No canonical connection.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all coincidence.
Yeah,
people named James, and I'm supposed to believe that.
Yeah. What are the chances?
Arguably, when it comes to Slaanesh and Nurgle, I'm a little more skeptical.
And Chaos Gods, who lead armies known as Chaos Worshippers, and there's a lot of parallels, but an analogy I saw was, it's just like the movie Willow and the movie Star Wars taking place in the same universe. Only because they were made by the same person.
Okay.
And they both have things which vaguely resemble Ewoks.
Okay.
That makes sense to me, yeah?
Yeah. So
I haven't seen Willow.
Yeah.
Sigmar would fight down the Skull Taker of Khorne, Uzul.
The Skull Taker.
Say that again?
Skull Taker of Khorne, Uzul.
Say what?
Uzul.
Is that like U with an accent, Z-U-L?
No, it's U-Z-U-H-L.
Oh.
Sounds like someone from France is trying to pronounce it whatever you say.
Yuzul.
Yuzul,
pass me the baguette.
Yeah.
I need another cigarette.
Actually, if you look at this, it is just sparkling wine.
Look at the ignorant Canadian singing this is champagne.
Smoking two cigarettes.
And those little...
The wands.
Yeah, and the wands, yeah. He defeats the Skulltaker of Khorne, a titanic champion of the Chaos Gods. It would be the first and last time the Skulltaker was ever defeated. And I say last, not because he died in this battle, but because that's the last time he ever loses a fight, this guy.
Oh, dang.
So it's kind of like a big deal that somebody beat him ever.
Yeah.
And it was chill boy Sigmar. Sigmar then fought Morkar, the Ever-Chosen, an even greater spectacle than the Emperor's fight against the Juggernaut. So it's like, wow, the most insane battle ever. And then it's like 20 minutes later, wow, an even crazier battle. It's like an anime, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like when you get to the end of an anime and it's like they just keep amping up the fucking enemy. Like,
yeah.
I just finished Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and I won't spoil it, but
yeah,
that enemy sure does get strong for a while there.
Shrek beats Farquaad.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
After consuming his donkey on you.
Yeah, Shrek beats Farquaad and then Farquaad comes back and consumes all the souls of the dead
by yelling
a giant behemoth, and Shrek then defeats him again.
He just yelled E or something like that. I don't know what
behemoth
is.
Capital E. Such a garbage reference.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't get it. So Sigmar,
it's a bad meme. It's a bad meme. That's all it is.
So Sigmar eventually slays Morkar and ended the
for real though, right?
Sorry,
for real. It's not like the first and last time.
Yeah. So this guy, he does just kill.
The Ever Chosen was actually the big loser who died.
The once shortly chosen.
Okay. The briefly chosen.
And Sigmar ends the first of the great chaos incursions. Sigmar had once again won peace for mankind, and after a short period of rebuilding during the 50th year of his reign as emperor, Sigmar stands up, places down his crown, takes up his warhammer, and leaves the empire. He just walks away one day.
Oh, he does the I'm going to buy smokes.
Yeah, taking one last look at his legacy, Sigmar set out for the World's Edge Mountains, where his destiny awaited amongst the immortal pantheon of the gods.
Cool.
And does he ascend?
Gonna go become a god. So about 25 years later, the cult of Sigmar crops up in the empire.
Okay.
Worshipping the new god of mankind, once emperor, Sigmar.
So this is the god emperor of man thing that's another parallel into 40K,
another parallel,
sort of.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Is like gods in Warhammer like a lot of other fantasy where it's kind of a popularity contest? As long as you have enough followers, then you are.
I think it's more like you have to be strong enough.
Okay.
Like you just naturally.
Kind of like a Talos thing in Elder Scrolls opposed to something else?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So here's another quote from the man himself. As he was leaving,
Jesus,
Sigmar. The Empire needs heirs, and you are all my heirs. Everyone who lives in this land is my heir. Everyone who fights and bleeds to protect the Empire, they will all be Sigmar's heirs. And they became a democracy after that.
Oh. So
he, like, left. He's like, he's like leaving. He's like, oh, by the way, no more bullshit people just taking power over everyone else for no good reason and causing a bunch of wars. Okay, bye.
I'm going to have a good old-fashioned democracy.
Yeah.
Democracy.
And that's where we're going to end. So what I hope to talk about next week is what happens to Sigmar after he becomes a god, and then how does that translate to the Age of Sigmar, which is the new chapter, I guess, the new series, the spin-off series from the original Warhammer fantasy.
Yeah, it's the Joey to the Ooh. Friends.
Exactly.
Nice.
Right, which is much better than original Friends, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
As we all know, Joey was far more successful than Friends could have ever hoped to have been. After Ross was caught watching all that skeleton porn by Rachel.
That's a classic episode.
And there's two other characters whose names I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
more than two characters, but...
Yeah. No, but that's three total. There's five of them, right?
There's
no.
One is six friend, two is... Or three is
three,
friends.
Three boys, three girls.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty formulaic.
Yeah, sorry, if it's not unclear that I've never seen that show.
It's because there's five and Joey. That's what you're thinking of.
Right, better one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jerry, Elaine, yeah. George.
Jerry, Elaine, Homer.
Homer, and...
Joey.
Yeah, and
Fraser.
Roseanne.
Hey, baby, Roseanne. I hear the blue.
Yeah, and Fred Flintstone.
And scrambled eggs.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Wilma.
Pants.
Yeah. Detroit.
Boy.
Cleveland,
Ohio. What an episode, guys.
We did it.
Sure are sad to see it go again as he closes dusty old tome.
Yeah.
Great Foley work, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the tome. It was the tome from our logo.
Yeah. So if you like the show, please write at us at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. That email again is
loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. That email, one last time. Third time's the charm to get all the emails.
LOREPODCAST.
You messed it up, man. Don't listen to him. Block your ears, everyone.
I just said it.
No, you said lore podcast.
Oh, we're boys.
We're boys.
Yeah.
Lore Never boys podcast.
Takes his pants off.
Oh, no, I forgot.
Yeah. So it's 2019.
Happy New Year, and thank you so much for 2018, by the way.
Thanks so much for everything, guys. We love hearing from you, so please reach out to us.
Nerds.
You can reach out to Peter at...
At Pete O'Donoghue on Twitter, and I am the cartoonist at theloreboys.com, and our other domain, loreboys.com, that redirects.
Take your boys.
I do all the silly pictures.
loreboys.wordpress.com.
And there's also... Yeah, I guess so. If you got what's our Instagram? Loreboys Podcast?
Something like that.
At Loreboys Podcast?
Something like that.
Yeah, we have an Instagram.
Follow the link for the website. We're kind of like social media gurus.
We're idiots. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to email us how do you asking get... for tips on how to boost your social media influence.
Not here.
Yeah. One thing I did want to plug, though, I've been getting back into Thursday night streams, and I've actually been streaming twice a week for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't seen all those lovelies come by that we used to have, because I kind of went through a dry spell. I get it. But just know that on Thursdays...
He's finally back from getting cigarettes.
Do the streams. I've been playing a lot of Red Dead lately, but I've been playing some Stardew, some Overwatch, some Fortnite. Anything you guys want to see, I'll pretty much play it. Hoping to pick up, actually, for one of these coming Thursdays, I think it's called Accounting. It's Justin Roiland's VR
game.
Oh,
yeah.
And it looks very normal off at the beginning, and it goes way off the rails. Looks very funny. And I think that'd be a really fun experience to share. So come by on Thursday nights around 7 p.m. EST. And that's when we do our twitch.tv/theloreboys
streams.
Yeah. How fun.
Yeah. And how about you, Ethan?
And I'm at Ethan the Dead Man. Get me on Twitter. My name's Ethan. I hosted this episode of the Lore Boys podcast.
It's been a while because Ethan's trying to get a degree because he's a nerd.
No, it's actually been a while because I forgot I was hosting one night and Jamie filled in for me.
That also happened
in the Stardew Valley episode.
Right.
That made in 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to support the show financially, we do have a service called Lore Boys Premium.
Yep.
Where you offer us a meager monthly fee, and we'll give you something in return.
We all got cost of living raises, right? It's the beginning of the new year. We all get our 2%.
Yeah.
Just give us that 2%, whatever it was, exactly. I think is fair.
Yeah, that's totally
You've been living comfortably up until this point. You don't really need it, right?
Yeah, we're all living. You give us your living.
So as everyone knows, we are raising an army. And so the cost of Lore Boys Premium this month is inscription in the army. I know there's an army base near us. I assume you just go into any army base and you tell them which army you want to sign up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell them you're signing up for the Lore Boys one, and then they'll get to us and say like, hey, this guy's part
Are we doing
your
an army,
army
of the damned? Are these people going to die and then be resurrected or?
No, Peter, yeah, we talked about we'll talk about I'll explain it to you again after.
Oh, okay. We'll get the fun.
It's gonna be super fun, everyone
yeah,
out there.
You don't gotta bring up their
so good.
You don't gotta bring up all them dying yeah, when they're enlisted for us while we try and get our own means, okay?
So guys, we got Jerry Seinfeld doing a show at the camp once you get signed up.
Yeah, for the troops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Mae West. She's alive too.
Oh yeah, boy.
What's the deal with dying?
I found it okay.
Not such a big deal, huh?
he's a dyer. He dies. and in return for that, we do have a fancy new fedora here in the Lore Boys house. That,
not spooky.
That I've been wearing. It's not spooky at all. It does smoke a bit. It burns when you wear it. You can't wear it because I'm wearing it, and I'm not going to take it off. But you're welcome to come watch me wear it, which is, I mean, truly a boon unto you.
I can see it on his head right now. I can find it. I find it oddly comforting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I light my cigarettes on his hairline.
Yeah,
the heat
yeah.
is just coming off of it.
Isn't it cool the way... Well, I get this whenever I look at it in the mirror, but, like, when you look at it, like, you can't look away, and, like, the walls behind it start to, like, melt and, like, blur.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed, but we'll take a look at that afterwards, yeah. It's a great idea.
Yeah, so sign up for our army. Go to your local army base. Say, hey.
Enlist today,
but make sure to tell them the Lore Boys Army, because if you sign up for some other army, you don't know where you're gonna end up.
Tell them Peter sent you. They'll know what you're saying.
Yeah,
they'll know what you're talking about.
Peter sent me. Peter, Ethan, and Jamie sent me, and I'm here to enlist. I want to see that sweet fedora.
Oh yeah.
And they'll give you our address. I assume they have it. Yeah. The military must have that kind of thing, right?
I should hope so.
We must be persons of interest at this point. We must be on a couple lists. Yeah.
My army's the military, actually.
Oh,
very good.
Join the military.
Mine's the Palmer Terry. Oh, and that God. Constitutes a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys out.
Out. So Donahue.
Yeah, out's Donahue.
Me.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're the lore boys, not the more boys. Wait, do you guys want to do a countdown to start the episode off?
Yeah.
25, sure. 24, 23, 22,
21, 20, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, you're cucking yourself right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it in the first place.
Don't worry, guys. Something's going to happen. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, ostensibly a video game podcast.
Whoa, oh, Jesus God. Christ! Holy fuck!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Jesus!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.